This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court has extended the judicial custody of BRS leader K. Kavita till 23rd of April in a money laundering case linked to Delhi excise policy scam. She is in judicial custody after arrest in the Delhi excise policy money laundering case. A Delhi court had yesterday denied interim bail to Kavita. Kavita is allegedly a key member of the South Group, which has been accused of paying the ruling AAP in Delhi kickbacks of 100 crore rupees in return for a big share of liquor licenses in the national capital. Kavita was arrested from her Banjara Hills residence in Hyderabad on 15th of March by the Enforcement Directorate. The Election Commission has said that 1,210 candidates are in the fray for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls across 13 states and union territories. A total of 2,633 nominations were filed for 88 constituencies. After scrutiny, 1,428 nominations were found to be valid. Yesterday was the last day for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of this month. In the second phase, Kerala has a maximum of 500 nominations from 20 parliamentary constituencies, followed by 491 nominations from 14 constituencies in Karnataka. Minimum of 14 nominations were received from one constituency in Tripura. Nanded parliamentary constituency in Maharashtra received a maximum of 92 nominations. The Election Commission has directed the Home Ministry to deploy 100 more companies of Central Armed Paramilitary Forces, CAPF, in West Bengal to conduct free and fair Lok Sabha elections. Sources said 55 companies of Central Reserve Police Force, CRPF, and 45 companies of Border Security Forces are also being deployed by the Home Ministry on the instructions of the Commission. Sources added that officials have been directed to complete the deployment of an extra 100 companies of CAPF in West Bengal on or before the 15th of this month. Campaigning for the first and second phases of Lok Sabha elections is in full swing. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally in Pilibhit, Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister will also address a rally in Balaghat, Madhya Pradesh later in the day. The Prime Minister will be on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. He will hold a roadshow in Chennai today and address two public meetings tomorrow. The roadshow in Chennai will cover segments of both South Chennai and Central Chennai. Tamilisai Soundararajan is BJP's South Chennai candidate, while Vinoj P. Selvam is taking on DMK's Dayanidhi Maran from Central Chennai. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will first address a public meeting in Vellore, canvassing votes in support of Ally PMK's Dharmapuri candidate, Soumya Anbumani and A.C. Shanmugam, another Alliance Party leader who is contesting on the BJP simple from Vellore. Elections to 39 Lok Sabha seats in Tamil Nadu will be held on the 19th of this month. In Assam, star campaigners have started arriving in the state to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a public meeting at North Lakhimpur this afternoon. Later in the evening, he will hold a roadshow at Tinsukia, where polls will be held on the 19th of this month. Prime Minister Modi has said that Northeast has emerged as New India's greatest success story today. He said in the last 5 years, the investments made towards the development of the region are nearly four times more than the funds allocated by the Congress government. In an interview to a newspaper, the Prime Minister said the infrastructural development that has taken place in the last decade has connected the northeastern region with the rest of the country. TMC leaders today continued with their protests in New Delhi over alleged misuse of central agencies by the government. Yesterday, a party delegation comprising MPs Derek O'Brien, Dola Sen, Sagarika Ghosh and Saket Gokhale met the Election Commission over the issue alleging misuse of NIA to intimidate TMC workers in West Bengal ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted people on the occasion of Chaitra Sukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Navreh and Sajivu Chairoba. In her message, President Murmu said that these festivals are the occasions to welcome the spring season and the Indian New Year. In his message, Vice President said, celebrated by different names, but with the same joy at its core, these festivals mark the beginning of the new year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.